Life is good.
Life is good.
Life is good. This is our instant inspiration for today. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. Life is good. It's up to us what we make of life and how we enjoy life and what we do with it. Too many times we have the experience of thinking that life is something that we have to make happen. Now, John just gave us a little recitation on his experience at Mambabuso. And this is a place in Italy that just happened into his life. He thought it would be nice to have a place to go and be Italian for a while. And up she came. And it was wonderful. And then he not only went there, but he took along our pride and joy, Anita, and made an Italian out of her. And she found it very delightful, too. And they proved the saying that two can live as cheap as one, and that you really don't need any money to live. Because every time they turned around, money was poured into their pot, and they had a box in which they put money, and it was to be used for food and so forth. And Anita did the thing that every normal, sensitive, caring woman would do. She went out and bought cat food with the money. And they didn't eat cat food, but the cats did very much. But the cats attracted other abundance into their home. And so, you see, life is good. If you look at life as being good, if you look at life as being fun, you'll find that every adventure that comes into your world fulfills itself. You don't have to have money to have an adventure. They decided to go to Europe. They decided to live in a home in Europe and take care of it. And not only was it a lovely home, but it was the biggest house in town and the nicest house in town. And the owners of the house did everything they wanted to do. They paid for everything to make that house nice so that it would sell. And so John and Anita were not in any hurry to have it sell. They thought a couple of months there would be good. And at the end of their time, when they had enough of playing house with this palace in the middle of their little town, they decided to let it be sold. And the new owners bought it, and they bought a house that was not only a house. They bought a house that had become a legend in 3 months, 4 months. It at one time was a place that was closed up to the public, and it was something that people wondered what was going on inside, to something that everybody in town knew it. They had come in and they had stayed overnight in the rooms there. They had eaten at the tables there. They had used their bathrooms there. They played in the yard there. They watched John running around naked there. They just had a ball. And they thought, wow, this place really is a lovely place. And so when the new owners came in, they came into a paradise. They didn't come into a vacant house that had been standing empty for so many years. They came into a paradise because in it was all the love that John and Anita had to give to it. And really, John and Anita could never be paid for what they did. But John and Anita were handsomely paid because they gave without any expectation of return, and life is good. And it returned to them overflowingly, abundantly. Now, what's going to happen to them next? What's the next saga of John and Anita? It may be John and or Anita. It may be John and Anita somewhere else, or Anita and John somewhere else. But who knows what it'll be? But whatever it'll be an exciting show. And it'll be one that we'll be happy to hear about, because these are two very fabulous, very beautiful people in our life. Now, how about you? Are you fabulous and beautiful?
Yeah.
Yep. Are you fantastic and joyous in every way?
Yes.
Yes. Are you a desirable person?
Yes.
Yes. Are you rich?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Are you handsome?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Now, here Jerome knows all the answers. Now, what about the rest of us? Do we know all the answers?
Yes.
Do we say yes to all of life's goodness? That's good. That's right. That's the thing to do, too. When we say yes to all of life's goodness just pours into our world and makes us feel like we're the richest beings in the universe. But if ever we have tension, If ever we have a feeling that it's not going to work out, if ever we get worried about anything instead of leaving it into the divine pattern, then we got problems. Ulcers, cancer, dumb stuff, you know. But as long as you let go and let your divine self flow, every joy that you could ever want in your heart is yours right now. And don't tell the law how to bring it to you. Don't tell the world how to demonstrate it to you. John and Anita had no idea what was going to happen to them. They just let go and let it happen. And you too need no idea of how your good is going to come into your world. Just let go and let it happen. Life is good. Have a wonderful day. I love you. And et cetera.